Good morning. We finished Hilchos Shabbos Klal Beis. We left off with the question: if a person is allowed to open the oven, in our situation nowadays, where the oven works on a thermostat, and there's a concern that by opening the oven door, releasing the heat which is inside, you're going to decrease the temperature inside of the oven, and the thermostat, which will become aware of that decrease, will turn the oven on. Our oven cycle, it reaches a certain temperature, and then the heating elements or the fire goes off, and once it decreases a certain amount, the sensor senses that and then turns the fire or the element back on. So there's a concern that it's very possible that the temperature inside of the oven has started already to decrease, and the action that I'm doing of opening the door will be have the immediate result that it will cause the oven to turn on. In a scenario where the temperature has not decreased yet, and the result will not be immediate, it will take a little bit of time to affect it, that's considered a groma. Groma is not also on a Torah level on Shabbos. The Mor learns out of Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav that the Isser is asiya, doing, and not causing. So in a case which is causative, it's only a groma, it's not a problem. So the reaction is not immediate. Now, there is a din that we do not do groma unless the mamakam hepsit. But a case where it's a suffix groma, we don't, or even if it's a vade groma, but that's not your intent to cause it, the person can assume that we can be makel. So in the scenario where it's going to be a groma, it's not going to be direct, it's not going to happen directly, it's not going to be problematic. But in a scenario where the temperature is hovering right around the moment, the area which would cause it, trigger it to turn on, it's a problem. So how do we approach this? So one theory to approach it is based on the concept of whether it's a psik reish or not. This is a dabar sheni miskaven. It's not my intent to turn the oven on. It's referred to in halacha as a dabar sheni miskaven. Dabar sheni miskaven is actually mutter, according to the Rav Shimon and the Gemara. Rav Shimon says that if I'm doing action A, action B can cause action B, but I have no intent to do B, I'm just trying to do A, it's mutter. The Gemara gives an example where I am pulling a object along the ground, and it's possible that the object is, due to the fact that the object is so heavy, it will cause to make a furrow in the ground. So I'm creating a furrow that's some form of chofer, of choresh, but that's not my intent. My intent is to move the object from point A to point B, and that's it. I'm not interested in making the furrow. So that's referred to the halacha as a dabar sheni miskaven. That's not my intent. We pass in dabar sheni miskaven as mutter. But there is a very big caveat. That's only in a situation where it's not definitely going to happen. In a scenario where the object is so heavy and or the ground is so soft and the feet of the object which I'm schlepping are very pointy, any one of these factors, and therefore it's definitely going to cause a furrow, that's going to be usur. Rav Shimon is moider. Rav Shimon agrees that it's usur in a scenario where it's called a psik reisha, when it's definitely going to happen. Well, over here, it's not definite. I have no idea where the thermostat is in its cycle. And if it's in a certain stage in its cycle, it's only going to be a groma, which is not considered a problem. Or a certain stage in the cycle, it's definitely going to happen. So it's a sofik. We just said that we hold the Rosh Hashanah, it's not my intent to turn on the oven. And it's not definitely going to happen, so it should not be a problem. And therefore, there should be nothing to worry about. This is the approach of actually Rav Moshe Feinstein. Both found in his tshuvas that he gave to Rabbi Shimon Einder in the back of Rabbi Einder's Hilchos Shabbos. And then subsequently, those tshuvas were published in Igros Moshe. The Moshe says, the person is allowed to open an oven without concern about the fact that the thermostat might cause the oven to turn on. However, many poskim have a problem with that, which we'll clarify best as Hashem in the next shir, and meanwhile, have a good day.